Okay, I repeat that. Very good afternoon to all brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. Now it's 1:30, exactly. So the meditation will start. So, like I mentioned yesterday, no need to go for 2.5 hours. It may be too long for some of you. So I will save about 30 minutes. Maybe 1:30 to 3:30, I give you 2 hours to meditate, because we are now into the 6th day, so today is 19, Thursday, March 2015. So you do your formal meditation, we are sitting, lying down and walking. Then after that, you can rotate between daily mindfulness training via bowing or Dhamma contemplation or reflection and inquiry, etc. within the vicinity of the temple area. So maintain mindfulness while moving around or in the standing, sitting and lying down posture. Always be natural and to maintain a relaxation of form and mind at all times. So the key thing is relax. Then be natural. Don't go and force yourself into any particular meditation posture. Don't become rigid. Just go about doing things normally. Just silent. Then whatever the calm through your senses, how it condition thinking. You only silent to understand all these things. Then you will start to see how it sense data can come in. Then how upon contact, what happened, whether it's consciousness or what they tell you, feeling and all things. Then see how the subsequent arising of subsequent thing. You can only do that when you are really silent and you can really be with the moment. That's why the key to meditation is on the whiteboard. The 4 supports for meditation is relax. Then develop a silent mind. Just maintain awareness. Then you try to stabilize it until very stable. Initially, it's during your waking hour. Then later on, you can even go into your sleep if you choose to. That is 24-hour meditation, but no need to do that. If you can be aware most of the time during your waking moment, you're already very good. So 24 hours is to allow you to know that you have to be ever mindful continuously to maintain this awareness if you can. Then heedfulness can be all around. Then after that, the last one is trust. Don't do anything. Then just like just now, Gumoy asked me along the staircase, she said she can also feel the energy coming very strong. I said, you just silent, don't do anything, relax into it and stay at the heart. Then let the energy do. Means when you are silent, the nature, they don't know what to do when you don't interfere with your thought. When you don't react to your thought, like you feel too much energy, you cannot sleep. Those are very subtle aversion, dislike. So when you try to know and you cannot know, you got doubt. These are hindrance. So you just have gratitude. Accept that whatever arises, because you trust your nature, as long as you are sincere, have faith and good, whatever that happens is for a good reason. So you have gratitude. Is it whomsoever whose nature is helping me, I rejoice and I thank you for your kindness, for your love and your compassion, and I really, really appreciate. So when you do this, you're actually practicing to have virtue, gratitude, contentment, respect. All these are very, very virtuous right thought. So you're just silent. Then if you want to, you cultivate this type of gratitude, contentment, happiness, all this right thought even arise, then it become a new habit of living, new habit of responding to things that happen. Instead of arising your fear, allow your thought to tell you all those things that make you unhappy, fearful, and want to do away. You just be with it. Like what I wrote on the whiteboard. Be with it and as peace with it. Energy also same. Whatever that come also same. Whatever meditative state also same. You relax into it, silent, and be with it. And that is the third way the Buddha teach. No need to do anything. Everything will come to end, cease. Then you realize, every time you meditate like that, everything that arises, finally you realize, it ceases. Then when you have mindfulness that has this ability to continuously realize this final ceasing of all phenomena, then your mind will come to know, hey, the Buddha is very wonderful. What he shared is beautiful because everything that arises, because there are conditions arising. When condition cease to be, it will cease to be. But when I allow condition to continue to stir and to allow it to exist, then the supporting condition will make it more strong, more powerful. That's why it continues to be there, to disturb you, distract you. That's why meditation must be silent. When you are silent, you don't fit with any mental energy. There is no condition for thought to proliferate and tell your story. Then the mind become quiet, return to the original state of inner peace and inner awareness. That's how your sati stabilize. Then it becomes so clear, so subtle, until it become pasati. Pasati is a silent mind, tranquility of mind, stillness of mind. This is the meditative mind. So you just relax into everything silent. Don't try to know. Then when it become very stable, when you do mind sweeping method or what, it will fall to the heart area by itself. Don't be too eager to go there. But if it comes naturally, like a few of the karmata reported, suddenly after hearing the cushion palm, right, you can feel the happy purr. If because you have certain affinity, you make certain requests, then it connects. Then when you feel it, you have joy, but it's okay. Then you silent and allow it to be, stabilize it. Because that ability to detect is actually a more refined type of mindfulness. So the mind will actually stabilize, because when you can be with that phenomenon, even the pounding of the heartbeat or any vibration, means your mindfulness is more refined already. Then this mindfulness, you allow it to be, means be with it, at peace with it. Don't try to know and don't try to interpret. Silent. And then it will slow down by its own. And it will reach a natural state of tranquility, peace and stillness. Then all your cells within your own entire physical and all your mind become very peaceful, very tranquil. Then it like recuperate and you nourish other cell with pure good energy. So that's why your immune system can come out, your mind become more heedful, your brain become more orderly. Then all those whatever that you accumulate in your brain, they will start to release out, release out, release out. Where you allow them to come out, then you realize your whole of your memory, your brain and your whole entire being, form and mind, become orderly and beautiful. No more of those heedlessness that condition all the anger, the hatred, the emotion, the fear, the worry, the anxiety, the sorrow and the lamentation. And all those negative states, they slowly, slowly disappear. So heedfulness is very powerful. The silent mind is very powerful. That is what your nature is, that's what your true mind is. So learn to meditate this way, okay? I will leave it to you to meditate. Huh? So 2 hours, 3:30, I will come back. Sadhu, thank you. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.